Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. And you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, June 24, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
And that's it today. We're running the two-man show. Jason's out.
Nice.
So we are running the two-man program.
I have to tell you, so I'm just going to give you the update on the sleep.
Doesn't sound great right now.
I'm a little tired for sure, but... I stumbled onto something doing research yesterday, and I went out and bought it and tried it, and I think it helped a little bit.
The red light?
I didn't get that yet. That arrives today, and I'm stunned by this because I tried this before for arthritis. It was supposed to be like a, like a mom and pop cure type thing. Tart cherry juice. If you look up things to help you sleep, tart cherry juice comes up because it has tryptophan and melatonin naturally in the ingredients. And they've done studies, and they said that something like maybe a certain percentage got as many as 86 minutes more of deep sleep using tart cherry juice. So I tried it yesterday, and I'm telling you, I slept a little better, 100%. I even took a little bit during the day, and I had to fight off dozing off because I'm really trying not to nap. Because that'll screw me.
I think that's probably the biggest factor. I don't know. More power to you with your 100 remedies. But I think that based on you being exhausted the night before, and if you fought off a nap, your exhaustion should have led to good sleep.
I've been fighting off the nap the whole time. I haven't napped in weeks. I'm telling you, it shocked me. And people, I remember Rick Snyder told me, tart cherry juice is supposed to be good to reduce inflammation for like arthritis. Didn't do jack, like when my knee was all banged up. But it's kind of crazy, dude. I kind of felt it helped a little bit.
I mean, it's possible. My diagnosis is you're super stressed about sleep. You're thinking about it so much.
I know that's your diagnosis. I'm telling you, it's beyond stress. There's something going on in my brain that's not... look, tart cherry juice is the key to the sleepy girl mocktail. Tart cherries are naturally high in melatonin, the hormone that's released when it's dark and signals the body it's time to go to sleep. It also has tryptophan, which what's that? What else has tryptophan?
Turkey,
right? They always say in Thanksgiving, you always feel like you want to take a nap after you eat it.
It's kind of an old wives' tale because you would have to eat like three whole turkeys.
Right. studies have shown that consuming tart cherry juice may lead to elevated melatonin levels in the body, potentially promoting more restful sleep. I mean, there's just a ton of articles about it. And I went out immediately. Tart cherry juice contains melatonin and tryptophan, both of which can help you sleep. Went out and bought it, and I'm telling you, I would say on 25% better sleep. Maybe better. Maybe 30%
Hey, good
better.
For you. You know, maybe it works. Maybe it's placebo.
I don't know.
I think you're stressing out a lot about your sleep, thinking about it a lot.
Well, you would be stressed out, too, if you weren't sleeping. Of course you would.
I know. It's kind of like, look, my one thing that I would have loved to have been able to do is figure out how to sleep on my back, because I've been a stomach sleeper my whole life, which is the worst.
Me too.
And I have, you know, a shoulder that I was going to have surgery on, where I have tears of my labrum and my rotator cuff. Got another shoulder that's banged up. So sleeping on your stomach is horrific. I manipulate these pillows underneath them. And I've tried. I've been in my head when I try and sleep on my back.
Yeah.
And I can't do it.
Yeah, I have the same thing. I can't.
And so then I flip over my stomach, I fall asleep in a minute. But I think a lot of your problem is in your head.
Okay, God bless you. I really appreciate that diagnosis. It's beyond my head.
Well, before I took a break, you were swearing by the ayahuasca or whatever the heck you were talking about.
No, I was thinking that, but I felt
you
that
were
that's
swearing
a
by that.
No, I tried it, but I just stopped it, not because I didn't think it didn't work, because I read that it could have some liver toxicity issues that I don't want to deal with. But here's a study right here from the National Library of Medicine about tart cherry juice and the treatment of insomnia. And it talks about how the subjects in the study found an increased sleep time by 84 minutes. That's significant. That's significant. So anyway, that's my early. And by the way, also the thing is very tilting. Insomnia common in the elderly.
Early onset elderly.
I mean, 55.
Getting there.
Senior tour eligible.
I did see a couple people tweet us, and somebody said that they had insomnia and they were going to try buns followed by whistling.
He said he's going to do both. I was like, good luck with that. He's going to hit skins, and then he's going to knock one out by himself.
Well, there might be, you know, a little time in between.
I don't know. How are you going to do that, buddy? You know, God bless
you. More power
you.
To him.
God bless you if you can do that.
Hopefully they pulled it off.
Yeah, so no, I didn't do any of that. Just the old-fashioned, went to bed around 9:30 or so.
But not an old-fashioned drink. You're off that.
For now. I'm not swearing off drinking. Just for the month of June, your boy's going to detox, and then we'll reevaluate.
I think with the heat, this may have aided you. I think if you're out in the heat at all,
a show.
It will make you more tired.
Oh. I stayed inside all day.
Well, how about being out there for 6 hours?
Yeah, well, these played golf yesterday out at Old Caves. By the way, he played very, very well, right?
Yes, I did. I played very well. The tees were up a lot.
Who cares?
But played well.
It's an awesome course, right?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Is it in pristine condition?
I mean, immaculate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Immaculate.
Right.
Hope I can play it again.
How difficult was it in the heat? Because I have my whole little golf studio in my backyard, and it was so oppressive. I couldn't even move. And also, I'm tired. Couldn't move myself to hit balls yesterday.
Well,
I kept thinking about it, and I couldn't do it.
They had waters on every other hole, and they had ice towels on like four of the holes.
So that, I mean, obviously helps.
No, that definitely helps. But like,
still,
the last four or five holes,
yeah,
you're almost delirious when you're out there,
yeah,
swinging. Like, I don't really remember like the last 3-4 holes,
right,
because I was just kind of looking forward to the end.
Right.
So it was, but
were
it was
there a bunch
fun.
Of guys out there, a bunch of media guys.
Oh yeah.
It was packed.
Yeah.
Nobody stroked out. Nobody.
Yeah. But it was mainly the Baltimore area media.
Uh-huh.
And I will say, God bless Pete Medhurst, because if I didn't have anything to say, and everyone knew Pete. Basically.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Because they knew you were here.
That
so
was your small talk.
That was kind of like my small talk crutch that
wow.
I used.
Wow.
If I didn't have anything else to say, like there was a bunch of 105.7, not a bunch, but there were some 105.7 guys
uh-huh.
programming and
right.
and stuff like that. So if I ran out of topics, you know, I would just say, hey, did you know Pete or did you work with Pete?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had a story.
Knows Pete.
Yeah, everybody knows Pete. And everyone had a story. So.
Right. That's good. Did you get any good swag?
You know what? I got up there kind of late. They are giving away these silly head covers.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, and I didn't get one.
It's nice for head covers.
Oh, I was like, where'd you get those? They're like, oh, they were just giving them away.
So what kind, were they like Caves head
yeah,
covers?
Yeah, they said BMW Champ, all fully leather, with like a Caves Valley logo, Maryland license plate type thing, and I was kind of bitter.
Dude, you should ask Bobby Blicky for the Surfside head cover. It's so cool. You don't like it?
No, it's fine. Yeah. I don't really rotate
covers.
My head covers out.
Yeah, you don't have to rotate. Well, I mean, maybe if you like what you have.
Do you know who I felt really bad for? Were the caddies. Mm. I mean, they were out there in that heat.
And were they lugging the bags or were they just four caddying on the
No,
back?
Just four caddying in the carts. Like, yeah. I would say, hey, do you want to ride on every single hole? Because I just, like, they're sitting there walking out to the fairway. I was like, I don't know how you're doing this.
Right.
It's going to be even worse today.
Yeah.
A couple more days. I think maybe it'll break on Thursday.
I think Thursday's supposed to storm, right?
Yeah, it's just terrible. Like, you walk outside for just 2 minutes, you just feel it.
Right. Yeah, I'm telling you, I was exhausted yesterday, but I kept thinking, I'm just going to go out there and hit balls for a half hour. But I just couldn't get myself to do it. It was too friggin' hot. It seemed daunting. Then I knew I'd have to shower right away. It was just... How many showers yesterday?
Oh, just one.
Just one.
But it felt like heaven when I got in there.
Did you do my bit and get an extra shirt? No.
I did not get an extra shirt.
Right.
But yeah, I should have. Yeah. It was about 20 pounds on me.
Right.
Just sweating profusely.
Right. That's the move. If you got the balls to go out there and play golf, it's a two-shirt day.
Well, Tiger would stuff three in his bag.
What would he do? Where would he change?
They have like porta-potties.
Those little porta-potties he would go in there?
They're not really, they're like upscale porta-potties.
Yeah, I've been in those.
But yeah. He would keep them in his bag, same type of shirt, same color, and he would go.
Totally the move.
Swap it out every four holes.
Right. Be a great day to hit the pool. Right? Pools had to be packed yesterday, right?
Sure.
Packed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I dropped off my kid at the pool. I did not go in.
You didn't do
but
your
I went
laps.
In the day before.
You didn't do your breaststroke?
I didn't. I didn't, but I planned to. Right. We'll see.
Right.
I need to figure something out. I'm not going to be a lot of people say I should buy a bike. They cost like $1,000 now if you get like one of these nice bikes.
Yeah. Biking is, you don't have to spend $1,000. You can get one decent for $500-$600. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, but you can get one decent.
Yeah, but
if you want, if you're not gonna be that serious about it, just get a freaking Huffy for $200. You'd be fine.
Probably not my thing. We'll figure it out. I did see this study about cold showers. Like your instinct is when you're really, really hot to take a cold shower. But these studies can go either way. But it said that it's probably not the best idea to take a cold shower on the hot day.
Really?
I never really have been into it.
I don't like cold showers.
I don't like them at all.
Cold day, hot day, any day. I'm out on anything cold. I'm out. Like if for whatever reason we run out of water or something, or hot water goes, and I have to take a cold shower, I'm not doing it. I'll be dirty and stinky. Not doing a cold shower. That's freaking torture. All those ice bucket challenges, never did one of them. Because it didn't want to be cold.
I've done the cold tub. I did it once. It was fine. I didn't notice some sort of great recovery. Maybe you got to commit to it for like a month.
No, I don't want to be cold. Yeah. So I don't care what the benefit is.
All right. Coming up on the show today, we got Barry Zvaluga from the Washington Post. Touch base with him about a month away from training camp here for the Commanders. Got the draft coming up tomorrow night. So we can talk to Barry Zvaluga about that. That's at 8:25. Jimmy Patsos will join us, our guy. Former basketball coach, now an insider for Monumental Sports. He'll jump on at 9:25.
Is Jimmy going to touch on the draft and all the guys?
I'm sure we can talk draft with him.
He'll be great.
So we'll talk to Patsos about that. Remember, you can always hit us up on the Lido Pizza text line at 1-800-636-1067. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners, for locations or to place your order. Go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Junks Radio. It's EB and JP hanging out. Coming right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.